Hey guys, it's Brenda, and I'm so excited. I absolutely love this time of year. The fall is so beautiful. The trees, actually, I should say the leaves, are like vibrant colors right now here in the DMV. DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, in Northern Virginia. The trees are nice and beautiful, vibrant colors. The leaves are falling. And you know, the beautiful thing about that is it reminds me of my favorite quotes, one of them. And I tweaked it just a bit, but it says, "The trees are about to show us how lovely it is to let dead things go." And I love this quote. It just reminds me that everything must change sometimes, right? Things change, and it change is not a bad thing, right? So whether you are moving to a new city, whether you're moving here to the DMV, change is sometimes not only good, but necessary, right? So I absolutely love that quote, and I love this time of year. In this episode, I want to share a Washington, D.C. bucket list, right? Now, I'm going to do D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, since that makes up the DMV. However, for this particular episode, I'm going to do Washington, D.C., and then I'm going to follow up with the Maryland bucket list and then a Northern Virginia bucket list. So you want to go ahead and subscribe to this channel so you won't miss out on it. The other thing is, if you're curious about what it's like to live here in the DMV in terms of the community events that we have here and the many things to do around the area, you want to go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Live, Laugh, Love, and DMV. One of the things I love about living here is that, number one, it attracts more than 19 million tourists every year, right? So it is a fun place. It is a desirable place to live, work, and play, right? I love it because there's always something to do. When I'm bored, I can just get on the bus or just go for a walk, and I'm in the area or in a community where I can interact with people, right? And I can enjoy the atmosphere. So again, in this particular video, I'm sorry, not video, in this particular podcast, I'm going to share a Washington, D.C. bucket list, things to do in Washington, D.C. during the fall. All right, so let's start with Washington, D.C., and your first challenge is to walk or to jog around the National Mall. Now, the National Mall stretches about 2 miles long from the Lincoln Memorial on the west end to the U.S. Capitol on the east end, right? But don't worry, you won't be alone. There are so many people who walk and jog around the National Mall. Not only that, people come out there to play sports and things of that nature. So you will not be alone. It is a great way to connect with the community. And then not only that, while you're out there on the National Mall, be sure to bring some comfortable or wear some comfortable shoes. You will see the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, the Washington Monument, of course, and then the World War II Memorial, and so many more landmarks and tourist attractions, right? But you want to focus on just jogging around and just enjoying the sights and the scenery. That is a great way to not be alone, but rather to be out in the community. Take your camera and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the sights, enjoy being around people, and enjoy Washington, D.C. All right, the second challenge on this bucket list is, of course, to visit one of the museums. Washington, D.C. has more than 75 museums, and about 20 of them include the Smithsonian and museums and galleries, right? They're open all year round. except on holidays. So you want to confirm, go to the websites to confirm the hours and the times and the requirements for entry. But it's cooler in the fall, so I want to challenge you to, out of those 75 museums and then also the about 20 Smithsonian specific museums, I want to challenge you to at least see 5 of them, right? And also, guys, listen, make it a day, make it a few days for you to visit these museums and galleries, right? Sometimes we don't know what's in our backyard until we go out and start adventuring. I have a map, and I'm going to put the link to it in the description. It is a map of the different museums in Washington, D.C. I'm going to put the link in the description. And listen, guys, whether you live in the area or not, at least you know what it is like to live here if you are not from the DMV. And then also, if you live in the D.C. area, explore these things. I challenge you to do this bucket list, right? And you can do it every fall, right? The other thing is D.C., Washington, D.C. has more than 750 historic landmarks, guys, right? Isn't that crazy? In 50 historic districts. So I challenge you to see at least maybe, I don't know, 5 to 10 historic landmarks and then take pictures of it, guys. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy this bucket list challenge and go ahead and check out those historic landmarks. And actually, guys, Wikipedia has a list of those historic landmarks, but I'm going to put the link in the description for you. All right, so the third thing on our bucket list is to visit a theater. I love, love, love performing arts, right? I love musicals. I love dramas. I love comedies. I love the theater in the fall, in the winter months, right? So I want to challenge you to go to a theater. Now, if you miss Theater Week, which was September the 21st through October the 8th, don't worry, we've got you covered. In fact, there are so many. There are about 40 theaters here in Washington, D.C. We have the John F. Kennedy Center, the National Theater, the Lincoln Theater, Shakespeare Theater, the D.C. Arena, the Warner Theater, and of course, Howard Theater and more, right? Also, be sure to check out that Nutcracker on November the 25th at John F. Kennedy Center, right? There's so many things to do here. If you love theater, this is the place to be. We've got you covered, right? So I challenge you to see at least one or two shows at a theater. All right, now I'm not sure why I went down the street chasing that rabbit, but I guess somebody needed to hear that. But another reason why a home can be drafty is because of the ductwork. There could be problems in the ductwork. I hate saying that. D-U-C-T. W-O-R-K, right? And then also the windows, guys. Sometimes if you don't have those double pane windows, there could be a draft coming in through the window, or perhaps the seal is broken, right? There are lots of reasons why a home could be drafty or cold. Just know that for every problem, there is a solution.